Hello, I am Neil Hughes Hutchings, Head of Health and Safety at AFTA Athena Limited. I am back for another edition of my podcast. If you are unfamiliar with the format of my podcasts and blogs, then as a reminder, their purpose is to act as a starter topic for further discussion within your organisation, to assist with improving compliance, and to allow your workers to understand the specific topic being discussed. Following on from my recent QCS article on workplace violence, I'm going to talk through some of the examples of warning signs that may indicate a situation could turn violent. It can be very difficult to know when a person or persons may be violent. Therefore, the examples I provide must be taken in context. And remember, it is usually a combination of factors that give rise to the violence. The behaviours that I will be talking about do not mean a person will become violent. They indicate that a person may be experiencing a high level of stress. Warning signs to look for can include crying, pushing the limits of acceptable conduct, swearing or emotional language, disregard to the health and safety of others, inability to focus, making inappropriate statements, distraction or forgetfulness. In addition to the above, there can be physical signs that you can look for, such as repetitive movements, pale or flushed face, sweating, trembling or shaking, clenched fists, pacing, exaggerated or violent gestures, getting too close to you. Both of these lists are not exhaustive and may not capture every possible warning sign, but I hope they will provide you with a guide. There are many ways that the risk can be reduced or prevented. Do you share information with your employees on any concerns with service users or their family if visiting them in their own homes, such as highlighting this information on case notes or plans? Could the visit be carried out in a controlled environment, such as your local office, where CCTV or panic alarms may be installed? Where a home visit is necessary, consider if two or more employees should visit together, or even if the police should also attend. Do you have arrangements in place to periodically check on your employees to ensure they have arrived at their location and left at their expected time? Do you provide your workers with mobile phones or personal alarms? Employees should be provided with suitable information, instruction and training to carry out their job role safely. Some sort of personal safety or violence prevention training should be provided. It may include topics such as conflict resolution or diffusing techniques such as awareness of nonverbal communication, how to behave in a non-confrontational way, the importance of good customer care, being polite, and listening techniques. I've touched on previously about the use of mobile phones or other communication devices. It is important that two-way communication is in place in case of an event. Personal alarms may also be a consideration. If there is a risk of workplace violence at your own workplace, then you may consider CCTV installation where employees work on their own, or the installation of panic alarms to alert other employees who work nearby. The Health and Safety Executive provides guidance for employers on violence and aggression at work on their website, if further reading or guidance is required. I thank you for listening and goodbye.